Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
On the subject of dunking on the left because they're all a bunch of crazies who constantly make themselves look ridiculous, Taylor Lorenz is becoming a big lol cow on the right because she's a pathetic journo that nobody likes, and she also seems to have an unhealthy obsession at this point with libs of TikTok because, you know, she went ahead earlier this year and revealed her identity without her permission and basically doxed her and started to harass her family. But we've just been having some fun with this, really, ever since, haven't we?
Taylor Lorenz has become a living meme.
Yes, she is. And before I go any further, I'll just point you to a recent premium video that John and Carl did where they were talking about the rise and fall of British Rail. And look at this beautiful image here of this, what looks to be the Hogwarts Express going through a beautiful English countryside. This could be our public transport, but it's not. And they're examining why that is. So a bit unrelated to the segment, but a video that could be very interesting if you're interested in checking that out. So, libs of TikTok, with this wonderfully clickbaity title from the post-millennial, roasts Washington Post professional doctor Taylor Lorenz for sliding into her DMs to smear her. Because Taylor...
tell whoever wrote that had some fun.
Yeah. Taylor Lorenz is... one of those cultural leftists who likes to make smear articles about everything that goes on the right, including libs of TikTok for just, you know, revealing what the left was saying. We can't be having that. No, that's terrible of you. You're basically inviting violence on these people by broadcasting the things that they presumably would want broadcasting. You know, libs of TikTok has, what, 1 million followers on Twitter? So surely if you're broadcast on libs of TikTok, you should be like, yes, finally, all this exposure of it. No, they don't want that because the things that they're saying are insane. And even with the lack of self-awareness that the left has, they're aware enough to know that actually this looks really bad. This looks really stupid. But Taylor Lorenz has found many, very many news stories that she likes to twist. But she keeps involving libs of TikTok in them for some reason. So the Washington Post and Taylor Lorenz are coming for libs of TikTok again, this time with a forthcoming hit piece claiming that her expose of gender-affirming child abuse surgeries for minors at children's hospitals fosters violence and that her posts lead to death threats against doctors. To which my point would be, well, if you keep on mutilating children, maybe don't be that surprised when the parents are angry at that. Not justifying death threats or anything, but just like, come on, you've got to know what you're getting yourself into when you start doing these things.
Why do people keep getting upset at all these lobotomies? Those doctors do hard work.
I know, these people do good work, don't you know? And Libs posted all of this herself on Twitter, where she was asking the question, why is she obsessed with me? I don't want to date you, taking the AOC approach to political criticism, as we see.
Did Lorenz Wright look at that big booty?
My favorite big booty Latina.
No, she has to be creepy instead.
No, yeah, she is very creepy. There's a weird obsessive nature to this. So this is an essay that Taylor sent to Libs, addressing her on first name basis. Hi, Chaya. As if they're like girl buddies. They go out and do clothes shopping and go out and get coffee and talk about the boys together. Oh, hey, Chaya. You know, we're good friends now. I know I tried to ruin your life and stalk your family members, but we're cool. That's all behind us. Water under the bridge.
You're still doing it.
Yep. A colleague of mine is publishing a big story on influencers who spread narratives about election fraud in 2020, exploring what happened to their megaphones after the Trump was deplatformed. You are not one of those influencers. I do not believe for a second that the Washington Post are not going to try and smear Libs of TikTok with the same tar brush that they're going to smear everybody else with here. But your account has received extensive promotion from them. We mention in the story, so guilt from by association.
I have no involvement.
So you have no involvement, but people who are involved kind of like you, so therefore you're involved. Genius logic.
It's like saying chocolate cake is responsible for all of this, because everyone involved likes chocolate cake.
Well, it's the Hitler drank water, therefore water is evil argument.
Fair point.
I mean, makes sense to me. We mention in the story that your account has helped to foster violence and that your posts led to death threats against medical providers at Boston Children's Hospital, and a bomb threat caused the hospital to be evacuated, which was a hoax. By the way, obviously, don't call in bomb threats to Children's Hospital, but the threats were all hoaxes that never went ahead with anything. Still don't do that, though. We also say that you intend to continue to target hospitals. Do you have any comments?
There's a TikTok is there with a Joker makeup.
Yep. Planting bombs. Yeah. And do you have any comment? This piece is running tomorrow morning, so please send a response to the above questions by 5 p.m. Thanks. So what she's saying here is, we're running an article saying you're a mix of Hitler and Stalin. Do you care to respond? Any comment on that, Mrs. Libs of TikTok, if that is your real name?
It's actually a double barrel. Hitler, Stalin.
Yes. And amusingly, Libs of TikTok got back pretty much straight away with a fantastic response saying, I'm sorry, but I can't date you. I'm straight. Pretty nice, simple dunk right there. To which Taylor Lorenz seemingly did not get it and said, I think you accidentally replied to the wrong DM. This is Taylor Lorenz from Washington Post, and we're asking you to reply to the question above. Hey, Tay, I know getting rejected must be really difficult. In some good news, Ross has a 55-plus senior discount on Tuesdays, so maybe that will make you feel better, which is a reference to the totally under 35 Taylor Lorenz and her totally typical for 35-year-olds and under wrinkles and jowls.
Yeah, for people wondering as well, the constant jabs at her age from everyone is not really because anyone gives a crap about her age. It's because she constantly tries to hide it.
Like, she's so obviously obsessed with trying to be younger than she is.
Like, she keeps lying about her age for no goddamn reason. I mentioned we're actually more clear about Kim Jong-il's age, which is still a mystery, even to the CIA, as to when he was born, than we are about Taylor Lorenz's birthday, because she keeps trying to hide it.
Yep. And if we go back to the post-millennial article, they just give a bit more background information to confirm some of the things I've said here. So this appears to all be supposition on Lorenz's part, since Boston police have stated that while a bomb threat was called into the Children's Hospital, it was a hoax. The identity of the caller or callers is not known to the police and a motive has not been shared. But Seth Dillon of the Babylon Bee, an evil rightist organization,
<You're a> suspect.
who works with Libs of TikTok, did offer a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the bomb threat caller, because shockingly enough, we recognize that even if bad stuff goes on in these hospitals, they are still probably saving a lot of children's lives. through like necessary surgery, not just child mutilation goes on in these hospitals, as bad as that stuff is. So maybe don't call in bomb threats to hospitals. And here's some money so that we can catch this person and bring them to justice.
Such like rapper dingy rappers motives as well. Like, bomb the hospitals, radicalize the moderates.
Yep. But they carry on here saying, Boston's Children's Hospital performs so-called gender-affirming surgeries, which is mutilation, on minors. They surgically remove breasts, 15-year-old girls, and et cetera, et cetera. All the stuff that we know that I've already tortured Callum and most recently Connor in going into detail on. As to evacuations and threats, Chris Elston, who goes by Billboard Chris on Twitter, shared information from a source at Boston Children's Hospital saying there had been no additional security as there had been no threat considered at the hospital. So even the hospital's like, it's just a hoax. Don't worry about it. Taylor Lorenz going, you're basically Hitler. The hospital that got the threat, no big deal, really. So that's very interesting. And once again, just to reaffirm the things that we were talking about with Taylor Lorenz and why she's such a lolcow, she recently did this, earlier on this year in April, did this Journalists Facing Online Harassment segment with MSNBC, where she was whining about how she'd been doxxed and her family members had been targeted, which is obviously a terrible thing, which I believe was actually the week before she went ahead and doxxed Libs of TikTok.
If only someone... She wasn't the first one either. Like, she did it to another woman before Libs of TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And then went out and cried about it happening to her.
I think it wasn't... She didn't dox someone. She found a Republican senator or a congresswoman or something and doxxed her kids, who were TikTokers who nobody knew were related to this Republican, whose content was not political, and then everybody comes out of the woodwork to condemn these kids for what their mum says.
Which is, again, perfectly normal, like, statements. It was just, like, it's just, these places are run like a Stalinist state. You agree with the right? Well, your kids have to die.
Yeah,
like, their careers are over.
Taylor Lorenz is not a person who understands or abides by morality, unless, of course, she can make a quick book out of it. Because let's see the sorts of things that she said in this harrowing and heartbreaking segment.
Lorenz and digital reporter Kate Sawson say these types of attacks have changed their lives and their work.
There's reporting that I know that I would like to do or that other journalists would like to do that we're not able to do because it's not safe enough for us to do them.
And they're not alone.
This is after I did a report on an increase in the number of white supremacists running for office. Condescending journalist C-word deserves a rope. Obviously, I'm a person of color. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a reference
really,
to it.
I had no idea.
Are you getting messages like these? Yep. Hey, nice job on that story, you soulless effing c-. Then also, you'll see there's many people that are tweeting, these are Taylor Lorenz's loved ones.
They have
everyone.
Photos. Wow, these are all photos of your family members.
Yeah,
children.
All, yeah, they'll threaten children. Yeah. They'll threaten my parents.
Horrible,
I've had
it?
To
yeah,
remove
sucks, doesn't it?
Every single social tie. I had severe PTSD from this. I contemplated suicide. It got really bad. You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying.
Imagine doing that.
I know.
I'm so sorry. It's overwhelming. It's really hard.
She's not winning any Oscars, is she?
Just drown out the crying, the emotional nonsense, and you'll hear that this person is just scum. Because she does all that.
Of course, because...
Tana Mongu? Remember when she was crying about iDubbbz?
I was saying the N-word, and then all the footage of her saying the N-word came out.
Like,
that was great.
If you just get rid of the nonsense.
But it's obviously terrible that Taylor Lorenz had that happen to her. And can you imagine if that happened to anybody else? Yeah. You would never wish that such a sort of behavior on your worst enemy. Except, amusingly enough, now that all this has gone down, she's now going after the woman who did that segment and organized that segment for promoting even more harassment towards her.
The woman of colour?
The woman of colour did wrong, apparently, according to Taylor Lorenz, who can never do wrong. She's godly amongst men and can only ever do right. So she lashed out at the MSNBC correspondent, who's called Morgan Radford, for mishandling a segment from earlier this year.
I played the footage of you speaking. You mishandled this!
Yep, she said... You were supposed to block me out and give me a different name, damn it. So she said on Twitter, no bigger regret in my career than making the mistake of thinking Morgan Rashford knew how to accurately report on abuse and harassment. Unlike me, I know exactly how to handle every news segment that comes across.
Abuse and harass people, that's the way of dealing.
Yeah. complete.
The solution to bullying is more bullying.
Based.
Right.
Her complete mishandling of the story led to immense fallout and months of abuse. I cannot warn women loudly enough to stay away from her and MSNBC. I mean,
It's got nothing to do with women. It's got nothing to do with any other woman. It's got to do with you and the fact that you are just a complete piece of ass. Like, you do this all the time, and then you cry about it happening to you, and you move on and carry on doing it. So what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't think we should entirely condemn her for telling people to stay away from organisations like MSNBC.
That's a fair point.
I can actually agree with. She added, she produced an insane garbage segment months ago. Literally the segment...
The segment is you talking.
It was you talking. This is Libs of TikTok all over again. Ah, she's basically the Libs of TikTok of the left. She's on Libs of TikTok infiltrated MSNBC and made me look like a retard.
Taylor Lorenz of TikTok. It's just rip loads of her content. This is awful. Take it down.
God. But then she misgendered a colleague and then refused immediately to correct it, lied about my harassment campaign, and, well, I mean, you lied about your age, so let's not go on about lying, completely misrepresented what I said and how I've handled 2 straight years of relentless abuse, never apologized or fixed. What extra footage could have been added to change any of what she said on that segment?
More of you fake crying?
Question.
Is that what you need?
Maybe she needed...
What kind of mongo of going, I can't live with this?
Nobody stood up and gave you a round of applause immediately after you break down crying. I mean, what are you asking for here? I mean, come on. Women, eh? She went on to accuse Radford of throwing a colleague under the bus, especially one that purports to advocate for marginalised communities. It's a reminder that cable news will always, above else, exploit people for cheap views, but not me. Right. So not the Washington Post. We would never exploit anyone.
I found this fluff piece in which literally it's just you crying about your problems, and then this is me throwing you under the bus, is it? What is me doing a good job? I don't know what you want. Like, this is her just being a friend to you in every possible capacity. No questions, nothing about your history, nothing about the fact that you've done this to other people and now moaning about it. No, don't you think you kind of expect this after what you've done? And no. Instead, it's just, oh, no, poor girl, how could this happen? White supremacy, though, is it? No. That is you being thrown under the bus.
Well, I mean, you've got to remember, Callum, that in her own words, they fundamentally do not care. Whereas I do. They do not care about you or getting it right. Whereas Taylor Lorenz is the picture of journalistic integrity, to which I can only respond with the gif of Palpatine going, ironic. And that's all I can really say on this, that Taylor Lorenz continues to be a lolcow. Taylor Lorenz continues to try to fail upwards while burning all the bridges of everyone around her. And I can only hope that that ends up exactly where you would expect.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as this premium article from John Tangney on being a conservative on campus, with an audio track for silver and gold tier members, of course. If you want to follow what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.